I'm CJ.
And this is Harry Potter Movie Minutes,
the podcast where two friends break down the movies of the Wizarding World in excruciating detail and obnoxious commentary.
Thanks for listening. Boom.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, that sounded like the start of like a kid's morning show. I'm like, okay.
Oh, those were so fun.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be on one when I was little.
You should have.
I should have. I don't want to do children's entertainment anymore. No, that sounds like my hell. But
I think that
when
too,
I was a child.
Well, I think that the people that write those shows too are usually on drugs. So I always wanted to like write one. Like Bubble Guppies, whatever. That fucking show was a trip. I remember watching it going, I could have written this high. Like, and how much money are they, you know, sitting on now?
I mean, the thing that like too many children don't realize about adults is that they are under the influence so much more often than you realize.
So accurate.
Whee! Okay, let's talk about some Harry Potter.
Yes, please. Ooh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, ooh. So his house crumbled. Yeah. Okay, right. Ooh, right. So, yeah, we get into it immediately.
Zeno just called the smoky flying Death Eaters, unclear whether it was by the taboo that we never talk about in the movie or some other mode of communication. Who knows? Whatever. We are sort of now at the junction of a consecutive catastrophe.
Right. It's like it's a slam bam, thank you bam, very much. Yeah.
Yes, very much that. Okay. Anyway, the trio apparate to the edge of a forest that, for those of you with a keen eye, you will recognize from earlier as the last place the trio were before Ron ran away.
How is it?
Why they'd go back there?
I don't
know. When they're being hunted?
Right.
Beyond me. I don't, that makes no sense. They've never done that.
Yeah.
They've never gone back to a place that they'd been before. Whatever. C'est la vie.
Mm-hmm.
They start ripping into Zeno for a minute. But ultimately realize that they understand his actions. He was trying to get his daughter back.
No, Harry understands. I'm on Ron's side. Like, can we trust no one? Like, he's legitimately pissed. I'm like, yeah, good for Ron. I'm on his side. And Harry's trying to calm it down with, well, I'm being understanding. I'm like, I'm not, but good for you.
Yeah. He kind of turns, Ron turns away to cast the protective enchantments. And I definitely wrote enhancements instead of enchantments. Hilarious. And he is ends up face to face with a Snatcher crew. Turns out the three of them are surrounded. They apparated right into the middle of a group of Snatchers
who were like laying down in the woods too.
Yeah,
I go, I'm sorry.
It's like they were like waiting for them to come there.
Yeah, I said, I'm sorry. And why did they show though?
Yeah.
Why are they there? Why are the Snatchers there?
No, just unclear.
Don't worry about the
just
whole taboo
pure
thing.
Pure coincidence or that they ran into each other. Like, right. They just, dumb. Yeah. So the John Mayer looking one that we saw earlier walking past the protective enchantments.
Walk carefully, okay? Walk carefully, ma'am.
Am I fucking wrong?
Wow. Are you talking about the one with the scarves?
Yes.
You know what? I will.
He gives me John Mayer vibes.
You will shut your whore mouth about my former boyfriend when I was 16 and madly in love with him. How dare you, sir?
Well, okay.
John Mayer.
So we saw him earlier. He's the one who sniffed Hermione.
Mm-hmm.
He's maybe like the leader of their little crew.
I think so.
Also unclear what the hierarchy or pecking order is there. He is wearing the scarf that Hermione left behind for Ron, tied to that fucking tree earlier in this very spot.
Holy shit, never noticed that.
And he's like playing with it. So like that maybe explains why the Snatchers are there. Like they had found a scarf tied to a tree. I guess that could be, for lack of a better word, like a flag that someone had been there and would maybe come back. I don't know. Doesn't like fully make sense. It kind of, I guess it kind of explains them being there, but it doesn't explain why the trio would go back there.
Right.
Anyway, so he's got a weird vibe with Hermione and he's like playing with her scarf, whatever. The trio take off and the snatchers pursue them through the woods following John Mayer's direction to snatch them. We see where the name came from now. Snatch them. That's why they're snatchers. They snatch them.
It doesn't matter. We don't explain their roles or why they're snatching anybody. It doesn't matter. You can't at the last hour go, snatch them. I'm like, no.
Snatch them.
You can't, no. I also wrote, I would be caught so fast. I am in no shape for this.
Well, okay. So they're blowing up all kinds of shit as they go. It's unclear why all of them have apparently forgotten how to disapparate.
Okay. Okay, so they couldn't disapparate. They're all running. Here's what I did get from this, though. As we're doing this running shot, I said, this feels very much like, well, Twilight did it. So we're also going to do a long running shot in the woods.
Oh, wow.
It was around the same time.
Yeah, that's fair. I just always in this scene, I want, like I was saying, from the movie Jumper, where they're like pursuing the jumpers through the forest or whatever, and they're just jumping all over the place. I'm like, that's what I want. I want like disappear and reappear behind this tree and like jump over here and then jump behind them. And like, I want some, not just like I can run down a fucking hill.
Right. Why
like,
are we doing
this? Is a wizard's chase. Like, there why isn't it more interesting?
And the only magical element I will give this is that they kept shooting chains at all of them.
Yes. That was cool.
Yeah, that, but like, again, we had more pew pew lights in the battle at the end of the fifth movie than here. There should be some pew pew lights.
We've completely abandoned that. That's not a thing anymore. They just like spells just cause explosions now.
Yeah. But no, during the, yeah, this chase just feels like, it feels exactly like going back to Harry in Mathilda's house where he's got the stool. Against the snake, it's like, you have a wand. Like, yeah. I understand the immediate desire, but like, as you're running, you'd think, okay, now let me apparate, or as you're running, now let me disillusionment spell or something. Like, something you'd think of, something. This just feels,
and
like,
wouldn't you
panic.
Like, I just feel like they should have anticipated having to escape at some point. And yes. Like, in my brain, I'm like, I would have arranged, like, this is, if we're ever separated, this is where we are going to meet up.
Oh, that's
because
smart.
Like the argument for them, you know, not disapparating is that they don't want to leave one another. Well, just fucking get out of there. Like, you can meet up again. Why wouldn't you have a place that's like, hey, we are inevitably going to be in some crisis at some point where we might have to leave one another.
Or like you said, how about first aid? Like, just things first aid. Probably thought of. Hey, food. How are we going to get food? Like,
any kind of fucking plan. Any kind of plan.
Any plan. You know, considering Hermione's building a library, how about while building that library, you consider.
Where's the pantry? You know what? Where's the pantry? We've already addressed all of that, so I won't get into it again, but that infuriates me.
Yeah. But yeah, they should have been more prepared for this situation, especially if we get separated. Where should we meet? Like, how do we get the fuck out?
What are we going to do? What is the plan for when we get separated? Because it's going to happen eventually. Yep. You know, get out, send each other a message. We know how to do the Patronus messages, presumably.
Well, we even talk about, the movie doesn't, but the book talks about how Neville and Ginny were communicating, and Luna, with the Galleons.
Yeah.
Still. You still have your Galleons.
It's like you should have, anyway, all the things that they should have thought of, but they're just 17-year-old kids.
Just running.
I regularly have to remind myself of that when I'm like, well, that was stupid. Well, yeah, you were kind of an idiot at 17 as well. So they run through the forest. We're treated to more shaky, like Blair Witch style camera work. So it's very difficult to determine what the fuck is happening. Like, you're not really sure who you're following at any given time, but eventually Ron goes down in some of the chains that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And Hermione realizes they're not getting out of this.
But it's like right after, so she does a really cool boss thing that I was very proud of her for. She does a wand, a spell behind her shoulder. It kablooies two people.
Yeah.
She makes an explosion and two snatchers go flying. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I wanted to be like, yeah, do more of that.
Yes. I thought that too. I'm like, let Hermione be in charge, I guess, because she's the only one doing kablooey things that actually matter. So she does it. I'm like, oh, good. She's good. Like, and I had a weird moment this time where I like had forgotten how this movie went. And I was like, oh, and she gets, oh, that's right. Oh, she walks right into like a nest of people. I'm like, oh, never mind. And that's when, yeah, she realizes like, ah, shit, never mind. I can't do that to all of these people.
Yeah. She stops at the bottom of the hill and she casts a nonverbal spell at Harry, knocking him to the ground and sending him into one of his little Voldy visions.
Voldy visions is a great way.
Voldy vision.
I'm going to start calling it that. It's like WandaVision.
Yeah, I love it. We hear Voldemort speaking to Harry and we get a flash of Grindelwald jumping from the window of Gregorovitch's wand shop before zooming in on a dark tower. Readers will know that this dark tower is Nurmengard.
That's right.
Which was Grindelwald's HQ when he was the HBIC, as well as he used it as a prison for his opponents.
That's right.
And after he was defeated by Dumbledore in 1945, he was imprisoned there himself, and he's been there ever since.
I was just going to say, as Voldemort approached, I said, so here's Grindelwald just calmly sitting in his insanity.
Yeah. So calm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting to note that Tom Riddle was 19 years old when that battle occurred in 1945. So like he would have been fully aware of that happening. It would have been a huge thing.
And if we had done these fucking Fantastic Beasts movies correctly, we could have
exactly
had
what I said. I always hoped we would see him in the Fantastic Beasts film, that we would get a Tom Riddle in his early 20s in the Fantastic Beasts films.
Son of a bitch.
Yet another letdown. Anyway.
Oh, crying. Go ahead.
Nurmengard. Yep. Harry sees Voldemort enter and approach Grindelwald, who is unsurprised to see Voldemort and even calls him by his birth name, which is interesting because, like, is he still getting news? Like, how good is his care here? in his prison? Does he get a newspaper? He looks, I mean, he's been in prison for 53 years. I actually think he looks pretty good.
Yeah. He still has teeth and shit. His teeth are actually pretty clean. I have questions about that too. I'm like, okay, so how does he know Tom's name?
Right. Again, like, how is he getting his news?
How's this happening? Okay. But
I do like, I like that he calls him by his birth name. It's a really big, like, boss ass, like, Dumbledore move. Like, hey, I am in this same class of wizard. I'm going to fucking call you Tom. Like, I was taking over the world when you were 19 years old. fuck off. While I like that change, I'm less happy that he just tells Voldemort what he wants to know.
Right. And how does he know it?
Right. And how does he know it? I much prefer the idea that Grindelwald lies, either like for deceit or repentance. Because in the book.
Oh, does he?
In the book, he tells him he never had it.
Huh.
And he's either in that moment, he's either lying because he doesn't want Voldemort to find it spitefully. Uh-huh. He's either repenting for everything that he did. Or what he's saying is that, like, he never actually wielded it. Like, it never chose him. It never, it never belonged to me, sort of. Mm. Like, it was always his kind of thing. But we don't really get a resolution from that in the book. And it's not here at all.
Of course not. Yeah. No.
I digress. Grindelwald tells Voldemort that the Elder Wand belonged to Dumbledore and that it has been buried with him. buried with him. How would you know? You weren't at his funeral.
I don't feel like that's a detail that would be in. And then he was buried with his wand, which is the Elder Wand anyway. Goodbye. Like, how does he know that even Dumbledore kept the Elder Wand? Maybe he didn't. Maybe he used a different wand and he just kept it safe. Like,
again, it's been over 50 years.
Thank you. I'm just like, oh, that was a nice piece.
Dumbledore just like still visiting there regularly. Do they have like conjugal visits at Nurmengard?
Oh, for the love. How dare you? It just doesn't make any sense how he would know that again, but we just had to. get some more information.
Right. We just had to get the information and get the fuck out. And that's actually exactly what Voldemort does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even bother to kill Grindelwald in the movie.
I thought he did.
No, he just fucking leaves.
Oh, shit.
Another weird thing to change. Yeah, exactly. Why would you kill Grigorovich and not Grindelwald?
Yeah, you actually kind of need Grigorovich, but all right.
Anyway, back in the forest, Harry's face is all fucked up from whatever jinx Hermione flung at him. Mm-hmm. We don't, in the book, it's a stinging jinx. We don't learn anything. Well, they might say something about it at Malfoy Manor.
I think they do. They said something. Caught
is that you?
Caught a stinging jinx hex. Yeah, was that you, sweetheart?
They do. Okay, right. I lied. She jumps on him. And this is the first time that I noticed that she pulls the locket off of him and shoves it in her bag.
Oh, really?
Which is like,
why? It's destroyed.
So they don't know.
Oh.
So they don't know that they're destroying that they're hunting Horcruxes.
Oh, shit. I missed that entirely.
Yeah, I never, I've watched this movie 1,000 times and I never clocked that before. But in that moment, I was like, what is she? Oh, she's ripping the locket off.
That's fucking genius. Good for you, Hermione.
While she's doing that, he's explaining what he saw, that Voldemort is going to have the Elder Wand. He knows where it is. The Snatchers start like interrogating them, and Harry and Hermione give fake names, Vernon Dudley and Penelope Clearwater. Mm-hmm. The Snatchers check the names against some sort of registry and call the trio out for lying. I don't know. It's really unclear what's happening here. Like, are they bounty hunters for Muggleborns?
Only because in this time I noticed he said, we're not taking this lot to the ministry, which is where they would have normally taken them to get money, I'm assuming.
That's interesting. Anyway.
This is the first time I thought, oh, okay, that's why. Yeah, still, not explained. Doesn't worry about it.
We do need to pause for a minute here and just acknowledge that Ron is kind of just lying there. Like, Hermione and Harry are being restrained, and he's kind of just like half splayed out on the ground, and somebody's just like Captain Morganing him. It's like, what? Okay, that's fine. Anyway, John Mayer gets real close to Harry's fucked up face. He moves aside his bangs, or fringe, as they would call it. In the UK, and he announces, as you said, that they will not be taking this lot to the ministry. Instead, we cut to the promenade. Is that the right word that I'm looking for? That leads to Malfoy Manor, I guess.
You know, or just the front lawn. But I just wrote, oh, look, we're back at the manor. Where the fuck are the peacocks? Because
where the fuck are the peacocks?
We even made the detail of the high hedges.
Yes.
So as they're coming, I'm like, look at those beautiful hedges. You know, we could have just fucking CGI'd in some goddamn peacocks.
Goddamn peacock. Okay. As we stated early on in this season, I just want like a day or two to explore this house.
Yes.
Alas, more disappointment. Sadly, we can't see much because the screen is basically pitch black.
Yep.
But we pan down to the walkway leading to the gates where John Mayer is leading the trio to their almost certain death. They are met at the gate by Bellatrix, who surveys Harry's swollen face for a moment, not recognizing him until his bangs/fringe are once again pulled back, revealing his lightning bolt scar.
And is Fenrir holding him at this point, or was that later?
Oh, I thought it was John Mayer.
It could be John. If I swear to Jesus, if you continue to blaspheme his name, I will end this. Anyway, Fenrir, the only note I had was, why does Fenrir have dreads in this movie?
The character design for Fenrir went on a long journey.
Like
a long, very confusing journey.
Yes. I do real quick, because I even looked back. I'm like, am I nuts? Because I swear to God, he only had like slicked back hair at one point, and then was kind of like had fuzzy mutton chops. And I'm like, yeah, because he's supposed to kind of look like a wolf. That's fine. He kind of looks wolf-like in appearance. This movie, it's a whole different thing we've chosen. He's got like real skinny, icky dreads, and then just a really fucked up looking face. And I have a note about him at the very end of this. We'll get to it. But stop saying John Mayer.
Okay. No. We hear Bellatrix whisper, get Draco. Not sure why, but here we are. I know why they're getting Draco, but I don't know why she had to be weird about it. We jump cut inside of the manor. We're back into the room where the meeting took place at the beginning of the film. And Bellatrix and Lucius are pressuring Draco to identify Harry. I don't think that I considered until this moment why Draco is so hesitant to identify, despite it being obvious. Like it's obviously Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's even the slightest chance that he's wrong, he will be killed. His family mm-hmm. will be even further disgraced. They'll probably all be killed. Lucius yeah. is looking at it from the other way. If they're the ones to hand Harry over to the Dark Lord, their family honor will be restored, blah, 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 blah. But Draco has not seen that side of Voldemort. He has never, he's always been a victim from the Ooh. Beginning. And that Ooh. Trauma is holding him back from leaning all the way in. I think that's my.
That is, I like that. I like the perspective. I also like Lucius day drinking.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, that is a mood.
I mean, given his situation, that would probably be my go-to.
I would also be day drinking inside my giant manor. I'd be like, oh, time to work yes. through that wine cellar.
Yes, absolutely. Get some of the elf wine. So the Snatchers perk up and point out that they better be getting credit, but Lucius and Bellatrix shut them up very quickly, and Bellatrix pulls Draco closer, imploring him to confirm Harry's identity. I have to say, even in the books, I know I just said this, I'm repeating myself, but it's just so, it's silly. Even in the books, this is far-fetched. The three of them together are well-known. Their photos are everywhere. Mm-hmm. In the Wizarding world, Bellatrix and Lucius have literally met all three of them multiple times.
Yeah.
It's clearly them.
Yeah.
But that would not have made for an interesting plot point. So we had to pretend that we couldn't identify them, even though they're obviously Harry, Ron, and Hermione, whatever. In trying to determine what happened to Harry's face, Bellatrix asks for Hermione's wand to see what her last spell was. But she quickly stops when she notices one of the Snatchers is holding the Sword of Gryffindor.
My only note is she goes full on apeshit here, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She asks where he got it and then freaks the fuck out and attacks them all. She's strangling them with ropes and screaming at them to get out. It's a really awesome reminder of yes, she's evil, but she's a badass witch. Powerful, and it's so easy to forget in the crazy and in the fact that she's so subservient to Voldemort, but when she needs to, and yeah. actually just when she wants to, not even when she needs to, yeah. She can kick anybody's ass.
Yeah.
The Snatchers leave, and Bellatrix orders the boys off to the cellar. Another moment here that I've never clocked before. Narcissa is the one that steps up and starts shoving them down the stairs.
Oh.
She shoves them, over to the stairs where they're met by Wormtail.
Okay.
Oh, hey, dude, you're still in this movie. What's up?
I think they slapped a wig on him or come on, you're in this for a bit.
Yeah. Because you have to die in a second.
Yeah.
So get back in here.
Side note, does not die. He does not die. He gets stunned.
Oh my God, you're right. His hand doesn't betray him.
Oh, we're going to talk. That's the next.
Oh,
we got a whole thing next week. Trust me. I'm so angry. That's why there's a lot of notes in the next one. I'm like, yeah, motherfucking.
Anyway. Oh no. Okay. Bellatrix gets in Hermione's face and she says they're going to have a little conversation. Girl to girl.
That's what I thought you were going to mention. That line, I don't know, kind of kills me. It feels silly a little bit.
Yeah. I stopped being scared of her in that moment.
Yeah. She's been so menacing, and she's like, girl to girl. I'm like, yeah, now you just feel silly.
Yeah. I also and it's just an accent thing, but I didn't understand what she said the first few times I watched this. What is she actually saying? That's cool. I'm just uncultured swine. What can you do? We see the boys being thrown into the cellar by Wormtail and him locking the gate behind him. I don't know why he moves so strangely. I don't know. I'm trying to just skate past it, but he I don't know. I can't even describe it.
It also just feels like, why is he here?
He glides strangely up the side of the staircase instead of just fucking walking up the stairs.
He's an oily motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a character choice. Great. They're unsure what to do, and a tiny voice calls their names from the darkness. Ron clicks the deluminator to give them some light, and we see that it's Luna. She's alive.
Yeah.
Hurrah! Bless. Upstairs, Bellatrix has Hermione pancaked to the floor, and is frantically interrogating her about where she got the sword when it's supposed to be in the Lestrange vault in Gringotts. And she's prying for what else might have been taken. It's really unclear in the books as well if Bellatrix like fully understands the gravity of the situation. Like, she gets that it's a big deal that that is supposed to be in her vault, and that Voldemort also has other things in said vault. But I'm certain that she doesn't know.
No,
that it's a Horcrux.
No, she just knows that the whole family is going to be in even deeper shit.
Yeah.
If Voldemort finds out that the one thing he asked her to protect. Yeah. Oopsies.
Oopsie daisies. It's unclear what's actually happening here until after the fact. Hermione is screaming and crying, and it kind of looks like Bellatrix is like biting her arm.
She leans in real hard.
Or like shoulder or neck. There's also a weird camera cut that makes Bellatrix jump from Hermione's right arm to her left arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like crouched down over Hermione's right arm, and then the camera cuts and suddenly she's over Hermione's left arm.
Mm. Well, we know we don't care about continuity in this fucking movie, so.
So back in the cellar, both Griphook and Ollivander have emerged from the shadows with Luna. They assure the boys that there's nothing that can be done. The cellar is enchanted and there is no way out. Harry crouches and retrieves the fucking mirror fragment from his sock. When the fuck did that get there?
Sure.
Like, and again, speaking of stupid choices, did you not think about using it as a shiv? And like you actually really suck at this. I know I just said it. We have to remember he's 17 years old, but like, the most believable thing about this series is what a dumbass 17-year-old Harry is.
Yes.
Damn. Anyway, this fucking shard comes out of nowhere. Also, like, if the Snatchers searched them, why would they not have found a shard of glass in his sock and been like, what is this? It is A, potential weapon, and B, obviously really important, because instead of keeping it with the rest of their shit, he's holding it in his fucking sock. What is happening?
Right. Well, here's the other thing. Side note real quick. Am I uncracked too? Like, they have the Sword of Gryffindor. I thought that was in Hermione's bag. They shouldn't have Hermione's bag.
They do though, don't they?
Because in the book, she shoved it down her sock. So she protected the bag. So right. How'd they get the sword?
I don't think it was in the bag. I think it was.
What dumbass was just holding the sword?
I think it was in the tent. In the book. They accidentally say the name and trigger the taboo.
Because they're in the tent. Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Instead of just landing in the middle of a forest.
Right. Okay. That makes more sense. So
he peers into this little mirror fragment and sees a gray-haired man staring back at him. He begs for help as someone's shadow is seen descending the stairs to the cellar. Ron extinguishes the light with his put-outer deluminator and rushes to the door. And that is where we're going to drop off this week. So much drama.
So much drama. I do like Luna's comment. That's a strange thing to keep in your sock.
Jesus.
It's not a good place, dum-dum. His leg is bleeding, like where the shard was. I'm like, yeah, dummy. There's just no explanation for why it would be in his sock.
Why it would be in his sock. Why it's there at all. It just, it doesn't. The only explanation that we fucking get is like, I think, when they finally talk to Aberforth, he says something like, does Harry see the rest of the mirror at Aberforth? Whatever. We'll get into that when we get into that. I have some questions for you.
Can I do a really quick book bitch before questions?
Book bitch.
And it's a very, very small one, but also they had a lamp just kind of chilling in that cellar where Luna and Ollivander were being kept. And so Ron's, you know, deluminator just puts a light into it.
There.
Yeah. I was like, okay, but book bitch, in the book there is no light down there, then these orbs just come and like are suspended in the air.
Yeah,
I think that would have been kind of more effective too, so we can understand that the put outer like does just collect light and can project light. It doesn't only light up lamps.
Yeah.
It doesn't only have that purpose. Like, it does.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. Silly side note, but I'm like, I noticed it. Anyway, questions.
What are you going to blow up like Hermione of lighting the statues in the woods and get rid of from this segment?
Very funny, because that is my like, my dislike from this chunk. that's very funny. It's literally Hermione's kablooey. No, my dislike though, and I didn't mention it because it doesn't matter, but I always notice it and I wish I didn't. When Bellatrix goes apeshit on everybody and she does that, like a rope coiled around Fenrir's neck, he grabs it like he's choking, and then she's like, mm-hmm. get out, and he backs out going, he just looks so stupid while he does it. But I always watch his performance, and I shouldn't need to. He's like a background character, but him fake choking as he walks out of the room, I'm like, you look dumb. Like, whoever That's designed great. His like his costume or whatever, his appearance in this, his makeup effects, I'm like, you look dumb. You look dumb. Like, I don't take this seriously. So it's a very it's a very petty note, but that's what I would like to kablooey. What would you what would you kablooey from this scene or this chunk?
Honestly, there are just so very many unexplained / glossed over things. And I'm feeling like, how did I never notice them? It's just, it's,
we know the full story. So to watch a movie that takes out so many details, it's like, I mean, I can fill the blanks, like, but
watching these movies is already like watching a highlight reel.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And so it's not difficult for us to fill in the blanks. What are you going to keep? Like, three wizards, a witch, and a goblin in a cellar.
Oh boy. All mine was just Hermione's kablooey when she was blasting those people as she was running. I'm like, that was a great moment. And then actually her performance while she's being tortured by Bellatrix, those screams and that crying, I'm like, ooh.
Her screams are intense. Yes.
And they are piercing. I was like, oh shit, she's selling this. Okay. I wish she didn't have to sell this. This is very uncomfortable. Like, I'm feeling tortured. It was very good. It's very good performance in her kablooey and her screams. What would you keep locked in the cellar like these unfortunate souls?
I am going to keep that beautiful promenade outside of Malfoy Manor.
I want to go to there.
I want to see more of it, please.
Yes,
please. Thank you.
Love it. All right, we'll love it. Well, hey, shit, almost there. Next week is the finale.
It's the last. Nope, we're not going into the woods. That's a no.
Anyway, well, I will see your lovely little face next week. And if for all of you listening, please rate and review us. Follow us on the TikTok, the Instagram, and the YouTube. Share us with your other nerd friends who might enjoy us. And Corey, I'm going to see you a little pretty face next week.
I will be here. See you there.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to die. It's fine.
If you get attacked on camera, I'm going to be very upset. I'll try to let you know if somebody's coming.
Great. I appreciate it.
You're dead. I'm like, Corey, there's something behind you.
There's someone behind you. That's a plot point in like the first season of Teen Wolf. The two characters are video chatting and then one of them starts typing to the other. It looks like there's someone standing behind you.
I don't like that. Okay.
No, neither do I. Yeah.